ZWA Mobile.
B2HXS Mobile.
B2HXS Canmore BWA. What's happened, Dave?
Same old, going to fix some heat. Hopefully get it fixed today. Third time is the charm. I had to order up some parts. Man, they're expensive. Holy cow.
Carrier.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's a carrier gas pack. I had to order a control board to the tune of $428.
You got carrier, you got to pay to play, baby. Well, in the meantime, everything else going pretty good?
Life is good, you know. Muddling right on through. Got to take care of this nice lady down in Simpsonville today. Hopefully get it up and running, and then head back home and get ready for the cold.
Supposed to actually hit in here down in the single digits.
It's supposed to get down to like 12 degrees Friday night, I think, into Saturday morning, I think.
Well, as long as the wind is down, I'm going to start me up a, you know, that big old fireplace that I've got in my house there, that wood stove, I'm going to fire it up as long as the wind's not up too much.
I want one of those in my house because I know my heat pump is going to be struggling this weekend.
Oh, guess what? I may know where, if you don't mind refurbishing one, I may know where you can get one for free.
My price. And I can refurbish.
We can bring it up to my house and, you know, do a light sandblast on it, clean it up real good, put the new oven black on it, and it would look great. Put new gaskets on the doors, put a new fan in the back, and that thing would be like brand new.
On it, but wow, and how does that work? I'm a little unfamiliar with it.
The thing that you screw onto the back of the casing, and it's a, it's not a thermistor, but it is a thermal switch, and you can get them set for 100 degrees, 110, 120, 130 degrees. And when the casing of the wood stove reaches the desired temperature, it turns the fan on.
Okay, gas furnace. Yeah, okay, yeah, because when the gas lights up and then all of a sudden the fan, the circulating fan will come on after that.
So, I tell you what. Why don't you give me a minute and I'll go ahead and call this guy and see if he wants to get rid of a couple of them.
Me? I'll take one. I just got to figure out how I'm going to vent it out.
Now, see, that's where your costs are going to get involved. I went up through my roof, okay? And through the roof, I used a triple wall, not asbestos, but it's called metalbestos. And it's an insulated stainless steel piping that's triple wall. And when that fireplace is raging, you can put your hand on the outside of this thing. And that's what I ran through the ceiling out through the roof.
Okay. That sounds like something might be worthwhile. But, yeah, definitely. I'd definitely take one of those. Heck, yeah. For the right price, clean it up, and oh yeah, may have to build a little slate area in my great room. I want to put it out in my great room, so it'll warm up the great room, and I'll add a return to my air conditioning, and then it'll pull the heat throughout the house.
There you go. That metal asbestos pipe is, you know, it's all insurance company rated. It's all done right, but it ain't cheap.
Be a licensed contractor to install it, or can I do it myself?
I don't know. I had mine installed by my builder, so, you know, and I had him install it by the instructions on the metal backing out. But you know what? Hey, instead of putting in a little concrete hearth for the stove to sit on, I went in there and I put down an insulator layer on my nice flooring, and then I put a hollow brick on top of that. And that's about as fireproof as you can get. Plus, it offers up a fireproof area underneath the fire-resistant area underneath the stove, and it's solid to sit on.
Excellent. I got to look into that. But yeah, that would be definitely the thing to do, because who knows?
Well, I tell you what, these things put out some really nice heat. They really do. Nice. Well, I don't know. Some people don't like it for the simple reason that it's a dry heat. So sometimes you got to put a little kettle on top of the stove to boil off a little bit of water to keep the moisture in the house. But other than that, you know, hey, I think I can afford a quart of water a day in a little tea kettle on the top of the stove.
Oh yeah, we had to do that up on Long Island when I grew up. We had it was a wood burning stove that was inset into the fireplace, and that's what we had to do. We had like this little brass pot that we would put water on top of the wood burning stove, just for that reason.
And 4BWA. Well, now both of these are freestanding. They don't go in your fireplace.
Oh no, I realize that. I'm just telling you what we did. With the inset stove, you know, we definitely would put a old container of water on top to keep the moisture in the house.
Yep. Okay. Well, I tell you what. Let me go ahead and try to make a phone call and make sure he's still got those.
Sounds good. I'm on my way to Simpsonville, so I got about approximately 20-minute ride or so to go. Oh, nuts. I'm in a turn lane. Daggone it.
Well, I'll go ahead and call him right now. Day 4, bit of yay. I'll be out for a kiss.
Okay, well, if you get a hold of him, yeah, snatch me one, and, you know, we'll hook up whenever.